I was born 2 months early in a hospital in Melbourne and spent the first month of my life in a humidity crib. Controlled visits and controlled sounds and controlled temperature. I imagine it would have felt safe in there, secure and consistent and knowable. All the things I would come later to value and crave. On top of my humidity crib sat a little toy called Piglet, though I'm not sure when he was named or who named him. He was made out of navy blue corduroy. His tummy was embroidered with flowers and he had red silk inside his ears. He was my first toy and first friend, and for years he came with me, from this new house to that new house, sometimes in my bed, sometimes on my desk, and as I got older, propped on a dresser. I was born early because about 10 years earlier, my mum had fallen in love with Japan. She visited on a whim, a holiday before taking up a job as a teacher in Sydney, and ended up staying for 9 years. She went back home to pack a suitcase and quit the job that was meant to start her adult life. In the early days, she lived at the side of a monastery in Kyoto. She would often regale me with stories of how little money she had and how she used to eat yakitori, chicken on sticks, from a place underneath a bridge near a train track, the cheapest she could find. One day, when she told newfound friends about her food hack, they replied that people said the meat served there wasn't chicken, but cat. No matter how often I heard it, that story horrified me each time. A few years into her Japan stint, my mum got sick, not from the not chicken but cat sticks. She collapsed, and when the ambulance came, they realised she needed a blood transfusion. They asked her whether she had normal blood. She said yes, because at home, her blood type was the most common. What she didn't know, though, was that in Japan, her normal blood was not their normal blood. The transfusion scrambled her system. It didn't kill her, but it did make having children dangerous. The first pregnancy would probably be fine, the doctors explained, because her body wouldn't really register that there was a foreign object growing inside her. But by the second, her body might try to attack this foreign object. I was the second. And the doctors were right. When Mum was about 6 months pregnant, her body saw me as a threat and started attacking me. She was given two options. One, give me full blood transfusions in utero, which could kill one or both of us. Or two, give birth to me way too early, hope that I survive, and do the transfusions on the outside. She chose the latter, and that's why I was born in November, not January, and why I weighed just over a kilogram, and why a silent, safe humidity crib with a navy blue piglet on the top was my first home. Mum told me that one day she was coming to visit me in the hospital. She got in a lift and overheard a couple of doctors chatting to each other. They spoke about this preemie baby, a girl, and how she was Eurasian, and how it was a miracle this baby survived. And one of them said, yes, she has two things on her side. One, she's a girl, and two, she has hybrid blood.